Amen. Now, let's look at Matthew 20. So you know exactly what we are going for. I read from verse 6. Let me just read from verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner. This is Jesus explaining the workings of the kingdom of God. And I'm asking for the kingdom of God to open to you this month. And he will, as a family. And the Bible says that a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now, when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, that is the pay wage, he sent them into his vineyard and said, go and work. Agreed the contract with them, gave them a job description, and agreed the salary. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And said to them, you also go into the vineyard and whatever is right, I will give you. Come on, say whatever is right. God will give me this month. Rise to your feet and let us just rise to your feet and I begin to rise to your feet. Stand. Of course, what I'm seeing here. Whatever is right, God will give me this month. Oh, I say whatever is right, God will give me this month. Say whatever is right, God will give me this month. And so they went. Again, he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle. 1 hour to go, which represents this month. And he asked them, why are you standing by all day? Why has your situation changed? Why has it not changed from January to November? What is going on here? I gave you 12 months. 10 has gone past. Why are you? So idle means how come you are not engaged? How come the works of your hands are not visible? How come your results are not showing? October has ended. Why are you still idling? This is not how you came into this year. You came in with smile. Why has the smile gone out of your face? You came in singing. Where is this song? And it shocked me what they said. They said to him, because no one hired us. Basically saying, no one helped us. Well, your helper is here tonight. The Holy Spirit is here tonight. His word is here tonight. His prophetic word is here tonight. And so your help is here. So he said to them, you also go into the vineyard. Whatever is right, you will receive. Come on, say, God will give me whatever is right this month. So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, call all the laborers and give to them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. Beginning with the last to the first. And when those who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received the same wage as the one who was hired at the beginning of the day. So it was a catch-up program for them. The fact that someone has testified this year of their dream job, right, does not mean that you won't receive yours. A dream job is yours. Amen. This month in the name of Jesus. Amen. Someone got engaged at the early hours of this year. This 11th hour, yours will happen in Jesus' name. Amen. Someone received their dreams at the beginning. So this month is a catch-up month. Everything you think you have lost, everything you think has been delayed, God will make them happen for you. In other words, at the last hour, the harvest of the one who gave the testimony at the beginning of the year and the harvest of the one who just came into faith were the same. That is the grace upon this house this month. So this month is our month of 11th hour intervention. In the name of Jesus. And when those who came were hired about the 11th hour, they each received the same. But when the first came, they suppose that they will receive more, but they receive the same. So this month is the month of our 11th hour intervention. I see God fill your hands this month. I see God fill your house this month. I see God fill your heart this month. I see God restore joy into you. I see God restore happiness to you. I see God restore your stay in this nation. In the name of Jesus. Come on, raise your hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, intervene in my situation this 11th hour in the name of Jesus. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Raise your voice and begin to pray. We are not done yet. We are not done yet. We are not done yet. 1 hour, 1 month to go. 4 weeks into the month of Thanksgiving. He will do what he says he will do. He will give you what is right. He will reward you. He will reward you. He will increase you. In the name of Jesus, he will increase you. In the name of Jesus, any area of your life that you have considered where there is a delay, this month of his intervention, this month of his 11th hour intervention, every form of delay will become speed for you. In the name of Jesus, every form of delay be canceled. Whatever it is you have waited for up until this time, every area of your life that you have considered a loss, every area of your life that you consider is not profitable, this 11th hour intervention, God will make it profitable for you in the name of Jesus. This 11th hour intervention, God will make it profitable for you in the name of Jesus. God will, any area of your life that you have considered idle, God will engage you in the name of Jesus. God will make it happen in the name of Jesus. Any area of your life that you have considered a loss, hey, that area that makes you weep at night, that area of regret, this 11th hour intervention, God will bring a restoration speedily in the name of Jesus. He will bring restoration speedily. He will bring restoration speedily. At the end of this month, you will no longer be idle. At the end of this month, you will no longer be idle. At the end of this month, joy will have been restored. At the end of this month, your finances will have been restored. At the end of this month, your marriage will have been restored. In the name of Jesus, that which you set your heart to achieve at the beginning of this year, in this 11th hour intervention, God will make it happen. In the name of Jesus, it is not by power, not by mind, says the Lord, but by my spirit. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and the family say, amen. And the family say, amen. I welcome you to this month of the 11th hour intervention in the name of Jesus. He will intervene, and he will intervene speedily in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will bring to you a cumulative harvest this month in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Put those hands together. Hallelujah.